Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business, solving your problems as you come to Him in faith and prayer and expectation that He will do the very thing that He said He would do. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we've been, I haven't gotten very far, but we're continuing on in a message, Do You Know Who You Are? And beloved, for me, one of the most lovely scriptures, promises in the Word of God, is it in Joel? Some of you may recall, where God, He says that He will restore the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm hath eaten. And God does promise restoration. Some of you have experienced a great deal of loss in your lives. And yes, you'll acknowledge some of it was wrong decisions. You didn't wait on God. And what can you say? We all learn from our mistakes. I'm telling you, Lord, if you should mark iniquities, who shall stand? We've all done it. We've all done foolish, stupid things, even when we've served the Lord. And only as we grow in maturity and the knowledge and the love of God do we realize and understand the way God wants us to walk in such close fellowship with Him. It's all about relationship, beloved, our relationship with God. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and His name is Jesus. And there is no friend, no spouse, no child that can even approximate, get even close to the kind of love and care and communion and understanding that our God has for us. And that's what I just sense the Spirit of God is just wanting us so much to discover Him, to discover the reality and the power of God. You know, in the natural, I think a long time ago, I preached a message on, I can't remember the name of it, but there was an example about the caterpillar, and the caterpillar can, once it gets to a certain time in its life, it builds a little cocoon around it, a chrysalis. And after a period of time, he was a caterpillar, but he is changed into a butterfly, and he emerges as a butterfly. I read once that actually God is so amazing. He changes the DNA. It's not even the same DNA. Is that amazing? But anyway, this little fuzzy, furry, crawly bug, the caterpillar, turns into a beautiful butterfly. And that's what God is doing to us. You might still be in your little cocoon, but God is going to bring you forth transformed by the power of God, and He will work out those miracles of promise in His Word, which aren't myths. They're not fables, but they're factual and real as we make ourselves available to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'll tell you what, I'm going all over the place. I'm thinking of a song. When I first came to the ministry, we're talking back in 73, there was a brother came in, and he didn't need music. He'd just sit down and play simple choruses on the piano. And it was, I still have a vision of Jesus. I still believe His truth can be restored in a church just like the first on the day of Pentecost, and greater things than these shall ye do. Beloved, this is a time in which God wants us to arise. You know, God does all of this. How, you know, the dictionary, Webster, defines transformation as a complete change, of appearance or personally, or there's just a tremendous transformation, a total change that occurs. And God will do this for us when we lay ourselves as a living sacrifice on the altar of God. Many of us say, oh, well, I love Jesus. I've accepted Jesus. But you know, beloved, I don't know about you. I have found it has been a process of learning God's word, of learning his ways, and learning submission. You know, there's a passage in scripture, I believe in grace, but there's now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. They leave it there. Beloved, check your Bible. There's a continuation of that sentence. There's not a period there. To those who walk not after the Spirit, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so, beloved, those who are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation, but apparently we get to choose. We get to choose whether we're walking by the Spirit or walking by the flesh, living in the flesh. We get to choose, and that's a frightening thing. And it's what our maturity is like, learning to die to the flesh. Paul said, he felt so discouraged at one point. He said, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from the body of this death? And then he stops and he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ. See, by the eye of faith, whatever work you're desiring, transforming work you're desiring God to do in your life, there may be addictions, there may be habits, things that, a bad temper, whatever it is, God is going to do it. If you will believe him as you lay yourself on the altar of God, his transformation creates a complete change. Your demeanor will change, and your personality is completely changed. I mean, I can testify out of my own life. Trust me, when I walked through the doorways of Latter-day Upper Room where Brother Glass was ministering, I just loved Jesus. I was saved, filled with the Spirit about a month, and he was once preaching, as he so often did, my goodness, under a very heavy anointing, and I felt, what can I do for Jesus? There was nothing I could think I could do, except I thought, well, German, I could clean. That's how I started, cleaning the church. And it would never entered my mind that God's plans were those which he had for me. If I had, I probably would have run out the front door. Why? Because I was tremendously insecure. As a young person, I never opened my mouth. I'm serious. I was very, had an inferiority complex. Now I joke, I said, I'm making up for lost time. But the point is, that is an example of God completely transforming my personality. The worst possible thing was to be in front of people. I am serious. So I'm a living example of what God has done, that I'm able to do what I do because he made it possible. Praise God. And what's the bottom line? He removed the fear of people. He removed that sense of inadequacy. You know, our sufficiency is of him. There is nothing in myself, beloved, nothing in any one of us. But he has a treasure. He's got a treasure in you, beloved, a treasure in me, in this earthen vessel. What is that treasure? It's the Spirit of God, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So all glory goes to Jesus. That's something I understood way back as a very young Christian. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Amen. He has done it. And we're going to cast our crowns before him. Hallelujah. We will love to do it because we will understand he has made it possible. But beloved, one of the, saddest things that we as a Christian, and we may not even be aware of it, can find ourselves in, and it's certainly one of the saddest things for the heart of God in our Christian walk, is to be a child of God and not to know who they are in Christ. Now, beloved, there's two aspects to this, I believe. God just gave me understanding. Not only the power and authority that we have as believers, okay? There's power and authority given over all the power of the enemy, all right? There's that. And then the fact that God wants to develop our potential, just like that little caterpillar. He wants us to come forth as the person God has created us to be, that perfect person. God sees, when we're saved, we are totally whole in our spirit man. We can't be any more righteous. God, we are born again. We are a child of God. But the aspects of our personality, of our being, the way we think, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And depending on how stubborn and rebellious we are, it sometimes can take a very long time. And so that's why we have to be willing to surrender ourselves on the altar of God. God wants us all to know the potential we have as his children. When we come to a full realization of who we are in Christ Jesus and the vast potentials we have, if we can get there, we will be rejoicing instead of worrying, instead of being fearful, instead of being doubtful. We will, instead of giving the devil all of our time, worrying about disappointments and failures, we'll tell the devil to leave us and we'll praise God that we are victorious. You know, I'm just thinking of something. I remember years ago, this was back in the 70s, and we had what was called autotypists. These, there were old-fashioned typewriters that were hooked up to the internal mechanism of player pianos. And sometimes they would drop like letters, like A's, which that was very critical because these were the letters that were monthly letters that were going out. My goodness. And we would get so frustrated. You have to sit like a hawk, be like, you know, like a wagon train. You have to swirl around and make sure they were all acting all right. Brother Glass would come in and I declare whatever one wasn't working, they'd start working. He threatened them with a ball ping hammer. Well, no, more than that, it was the presence of God. It was his, you know, authority in Jesus. And I've learned that in subsequent years. You know, sometimes I'm fussing with technical stuff, and all of a sudden it's like, devil, take off. I remember once I was getting ready to move to Oklahoma, and I was answering mail, and I sat there, and my computer went up in flames, literally went up in flames, and black smoke billowed. I just sat there, kind of astounded. I've had computer guys way back when say they'd seen things happen with this ministry that he'd never seen before in a computer. Anyway, this is spiritual ministry. This is welcome to ministry, all right? But anyway, beloved, I want to leave you on a light note, because if we will take authority over the work of the enemy, God's asking somebody, I don't have time to pray right now. When I get off this broadcast, you take authority over that devil that's been tormenting you, and you begin to praise God that God has a light at the end of the tunnel. He has a direction on the sea of life. He is going to lead you in a straight way because of your enemies. Amen. I love you. Please write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.